Hello, my listeners. It's Those 80s Gays with Danny P. Warner. It has been a minute. I realized today that it was September the 11th when I last released an episode of Those 80s Gays. So listen, it's been a few months and so much has been happening. I thought I'd just take the opportunity to do a bit of a quick recap. What's going on? What's happening? Where have I been? So let me tell you, I actually had two episodes of the podcast ready to go, all set, everything was done, and I was lying in the bathtub a few weeks ago after a very long day. I had my iPad in the bathtub, watching some Netflix, just chilling out, and I often go and sit in the bathtub with my iPad and just watch some TV, or, you know, just put a movie on or something, some Real Housewives, whatever I need to catch up on. Well, so I'm sitting there, episodes are recorded for Those 80s Gays, and the dog comes up and jumps up on the side of the bathtub. That was fine, but I got a shock and I kicked my leg and I kicked the iPad into the bathtub. So it submerged in the water and I quickly pulled it out. The screen was still playing, like it was actually still playing as though it was fine. And then the sound went on it and then the screen flickered. So I did the usual, like, let it rest. I followed Dr. Google's advice on what to do for the next couple of days. And then I took it to the repair store and they had to order some parts in for it. Long story short, this is very boring. Long story short, my iPad is no more. So I had to go buy a new iPad. In the meantime, basically what I'm trying to say is I had some episodes ready to go. They weren't saved to the cloud. They were saved locally on the iPad. And unfortunately, the iPad is no longer. So those two episodes that were so funny will forever be submerged at the base of my bathtub in, you know, 2 feet of water. But anyway, I digress. So, oh my God, can you believe it's Christmas this week? Like, I logged in to have a look at some stats through the program that I used to upload not my iTunes account, but the program that I used to upload these episodes to Those 80s Gays. And there was some amazing stats in there and it kind of gave me that boost to go, my God, you need to pull your finger out and get this, I keep going to say iPad, you need to pull your finger out and get this podcast back up and happening because people miss it. Like, I keep getting messages about it. And okay, so some fun stats. My podcast was in the top 10% most shared globally. That's not just Australia, that's globally. I'm one of the top 20% most followed podcasts on Spotify. And we've got a general rating of 4.5, but I don't really follow ratings. Like, ratings to me don't really count. I just like to get my episodes out there and get engaged with everyone and have some fun. But I thought I need to put out a podcast, really sum up the end of the year. I can't believe we're almost in 2023. It's going to be Christmas in a few days. Then we've got New Year's and then we're going to reset and start from scratch all over again. So leading into 2023, obviously, like, we're going to continue the podcast. I'm going to keep running with it. There's a few more changes I'm going to make, a few more exciting additions to the podcast in 2023 that I can talk about in a couple of weeks' time once I've got everything finalized. The last few months, though, let me tell you, hectic. So in the last episode, I mentioned that I adopted two pugs, so I'm a daddy again. Well, let me tell you, living in an apartment with two pugs or two dogs was really not the greatest idea. There's a yard, well, not a yard, but a big park behind the apartment complex. So I would take them to the grassy area and let them run around and do their business and have some playtime and all that. That was great. But living in an apartment with them just was not working for us. So I moved. So I went to, I didn't move into my own home. So I obviously bought a home last year. It's got tenants in it. Still got tenants in it, and that's how it needs to stay for some financial reasons. But I ended up finding a really, really cute house to move into. So we moved, oh God, I think it was almost 2 months ago now. I'm slightly suburban now, like I've moved out of the inner CBD, and I'm about, I think I'm like 8 kilometers from the CBD. So this is the furthest I've lived out of the CBD in about 7 years. So I had lived in my inner city apartment for just on 7 years. And let me tell you, it was so sad to say goodbye to that little place. There were so many cool, lovely memories attached to it. It was hard to leave, but at the same time, like, the new house is so big, so much bigger. It's got a yard. The girls can just run in and out of the house and go out to the yard whenever they want to. I don't have to traipse up and down, you know, an elevator to get them in and out of a grassy area. They just go out. So I love it. Like, I just love living here. I've been doing so much gardening, and it's, you know what? It's just a different pace of life. My weekends now aren't about where am I going out for drinks and where are we going for dinner. It's like, what am I buying from Bunnings this weekend? I've become very domesticated. So there was the move. That was probably the big part. And then also, so the girls had to go in for surgery. They both had to have some dental work done. And Eva had teeth out as well as a little operation. Bailey had some teeth out. We thought Eva was going to be probably the one we had to be most concerned about. Not the case at all. It was actually Bailey. Bailey really struggled. So coming out of surgery, she was really struggling. They couldn't stop her bleeding. She ended up in an animal emergency overnight. She was on drips. She was like getting daily follow-up appointments with the vet and rah, rah, rah. It was huge. Just let me tell you, it was huge. And it was thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of vet work. So that combined with a move was really fun. Certainly killed my bank account, made a nice big dent in my bank account. What else has been happening? Oh my God, I feel like I haven't spoken to you guys in forever. Real Housewives, obviously, like I'm still watching every Real Housewives that's on at the moment, but there's not a lot happening in that world. I don't know whether, like, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is over for the moment. It's on a bit of a pause, a bit of a break, which is good because I was just fatigued by the end of that season. Like, I couldn't stand Lisa Rinna. I've never really been a huge Lisa Rinna fan, but I thought she was good for the show. And now I just think she's so toxic on the show, she needs to be put on pause. We are Team Kathy. Is anyone else watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City? Like, it's so hit and miss for me. It is so hit and miss, as though it's really hard because all of this season was filmed, like, so there's Jen Shah and she's on trial at the moment for like a telemarketing scheme. And throughout the whole process, she's proclaimed innocence. And that was during filming this current season, she proclaimed innocence. And now the season wrapped and she changed to, at the last minute, she changed and pled guilty to everything. So we're waiting for her to be sentenced. But it's so hard to watch Salt Lake City at the moment because throughout the whole thing, she's playing the victim and acting all innocent. But, you know, she's actually really guilty. Because she admits she's guilty. Hello. Anyway, what else has been happening? What else is going on in the pop culture world? Oh, there's been a few things. Halloween Ends came out, which I'm such a horror movie addict that I was so excited for it. And I got to tell you, Halloween Ends, it was such a no-go. It was so boring. It was so I think it's one of those movies that in years to come, I will probably really appreciate it and enjoy it. And I think if you sit down and watch the Halloween trilogy, like Halloween, Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends as one piece, granted you'd need like 6 hours to, you know, 6 hours spare time in a day. But I think if you watched it like that, you could appreciate it and enjoy it as a conclusion to a trilogy. Watching it as a standalone movie, yawn. And I'm sorry if you can hear pitter-patter of little feet. I am recording this right now and the dogs are walking around me and sneezing and coughing and carrying on. So if you can hear little pitter-patters or sneezes, it's the girls in the background. But speaking of movies and TV shows, I watched on Netflix the other day a movie called Inside Man. Actually, it wasn't a movie. It was a TV show. I think it was like a 3 or 4 part TV show. Really good. Inside Man, Stanley Tucci. Amazing. It was really good. You know what else I watched? And I got to tell you, I am not a fan. I am not a fan of Meghan Markle. And I'm not just saying that to jump on the bandwagon that everyone else proclaims that they don't like Meghan Markle. I've never liked Meghan Markle. She's just, I don't know, she's not my cup of tea. I've never particularly liked her. I always thought she was a bit of a sly wannabe. I watched the Harry and Meghan documentary on Netflix and it's not that I enjoyed it, but like I was getting to the end of the episode and when an episode would wrap up, I'd be racing to watch the next episode. So I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I can't believe how much I've gotten into Harry and Meghan, this Harry and Meghan documentary. I really, really enjoyed it. Like it was really good. I think you've got to take everything they say with a grain of salt, but it did give me a different insight into it. So one of the things was, it was really interesting, in one of the episodes, they compared Daily Mail articles, I believe, that were being written about Kate, and very similar articles that were being written about Meghan, but total different spins on them. So there was an article written when Kate was pregnant saying, you know, how beautiful she looks and how she's holding her baby bump. But then the articles written about Meghan when she was holding her baby bump were like, why does she have to keep touching her baby bump? Why? I feel like even though I've never liked Meghan Markle, it really made me think, wow, have I been, influenced by the media? Because the stories I've read about Meghan Markle have never generally been very favourable. So it just makes me wonder whether I have been influenced to think negatively of her. Anyway, so listen, over Christmas, you're on holidays and you've got nothing to do. Check out the Meghan and Harry documentary. Harry and Meghan, Meghan and Harry, whatever. Check it out. What else have I been up to? I went down to New South Wales to this tiny little country town called Tyalgum. I think that's how you say it. Adam and I went down for the weekend and we did, we basically did nothing. It was fabulous. We both just needed a total relaxation break where we just sat around, you know, chatted, talked, ate, had a few drinks. I'll get back to the drinks. Remind me to come back to that. But it was so good. We stayed in the most adorable little cottage. It was divine. We got driving home though. It was quite scary because we got stuck. It was a weekend we were having really full on. Oh, my dog's just snorting. Sorry. It was a weekend we were having really full on torrential rain and we had to cross like, a floodway coming home. And so we pulled up and the road is flooding and I'm like, oh, you know, all those ads that say, if it's flooded, forget it. If it's flooded, forget it. And I'm like, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? So we turned around to like drive back towards the other way. We were going to have to do a massive detour. And then we saw other cars coming through. So we followed them back and none of them were going through. So we sat there, we were talking to some of the locals that were driving and we're like, well, we can't drive through this. Well, next minute we see this like little SUV RAV4 come flying down the opposite direction, and he backs up and then just drive through it. So we ended up driving through the floodwater. It was a little bit scary, and I probably would never like to drive through floodwater again. And I suggest that you follow the safety recommendations of those people putting it out there to say, if it's flooded, forget it. But we did risk it and we did make it, so that was good. But that weekend away was great. We just relaxed. It was such a peaceful, beautiful property. And it was just, we found the property on Airbnb. It was great. What else has been happening? That was the New South Wales trip. I can't remember where I was living at that time. I think I was still in the apartment at that time. There's just, yeah, the moving. Let me tell you, like, I might be here 12 months. I might be, ideally, I'd like to be here 2 years to get the financial gain out of being here for 2 years with my other property. But I do not want to move anytime soon. Like, I was so methodically prepared for the move out of the apartment. I had everything boxed, everything labeled, everything really organized. Like, I started weeks before the move, like probably 6 weeks out, I was boxing things, labeling, wrapping. So I was really, really organized. And then we had the removalist came and picked everything up, and we moved to the new house. And I got here and I realized I'd left the tools to put the bed together back in the apartment. So I scooted back to the apartment. When I got back to the new house, the removalists had unloaded basically all the boxes, and they just basically unloaded all the boxes in the dining room. And I walked in and it was just like I had this massive anxiety attack, because as methodical as I'd been leaving the apartment didn't quite prepare me for the fact that when I was coming into the new house and just seeing like 500 boxes, I was just like, oh my God, it was very overwhelming. So I basically just, I had to start basically box at a time. One box, keep going, you know, one box, open it up, put it all into where I think it should go. And the house is still a work in progress. Like, I feel like the house itself is fine, but now I'm just doing gardening and everything. And I actually really love it. Some people have said to me, oh, why are you bothering so much with the gardening when it's just a rental? I'm really picky and probably a bit of a control freak on my surroundings. So I need everything to be just right. So I need the gardens to be just right. The house is just right. I just need everything done correctly. So yeah, that's a work in progress. I've still got a couple of storage units in the city that I need to clean out, which I did start on the other day. I did start cleaning out some things, and I did donate a whole lot of clothes to Vinnie's, which was good because I just don't need all these clothes anymore. Like, I've got racks and racks and racks of them, and they're just superfluous. So, you know, and I'm a bit of a homebody these days, and I love it. Like, I just love having a home body mentality. I like doing things around the house. I like getting stuck into projects around the house. It's just so much, it's so much more rewarding than going out every weekend or almost every night, you know, going out somewhere different. It was funny because I was talking to a girlfriend of mine yesterday, and we were talking about gardening and things like that. And even she said, oh my God, you know, can you imagine 10 years ago us having this conversation about gardening? We're basically like living better homes and gardens. And I said to her, well, can you imagine me even 6 months ago? I wouldn't have had this conversation about gardening. Like, it's just so foreign to me, but I'm loving it. I really love my quiet little lifestyle. So what else has been happening? I went to the Killers concert the other night. That was good. It was actually a really good concert. It was the first time I've ever been to a concert where I haven't basically sat in one of the first few front rows, which was really interesting for me. Like, I sat up on the grandstand on the side of the arena. It was at the Brisbane Entertainment Center, and I was sitting on like basically the bleachers up the side, but I really enjoyed it. Like, I loved being able to see everything, and I could look around the whole crowd, and yeah, that was a really interesting night. I left early though, because I basically wanted to get home to the dogs because they'd been a bit sick that day. And also, if you've ever driven out of the Brisbane Entertainment Centre when a concert ends, you will know you can get to your car and you basically can sit in your car for like 2 hours just waiting to get out of the car park. So I was happy to miss the encore and a few other songs. I'd hung around long enough for them to play all the songs that I was really into, which is the ones that I wanted to see. Speaking of musical people, so I've obviously told you all in the past that I am a huge Savage Garden, Darren Hayes fan. Well, I've got all this memorabilia. Like, I've basically been collecting Savage Garden and Darren Hayes memorabilia since, 1996 when they came out. So I took stuff out of storage the other day. I had a lot at Mum's house and I had some stuff down in storage. And I thought, what can I do with this? Like, what can I do with this stuff? I need to do something with it. But I don't want it out on show because, like, it's not my decorating vibe. And I thought, yeah, okay, well, I might start an Instagram page and start cataloging all my memorabilia. So I started this Instagram page, started photographing everything. Like, I'm about a third of the way through everything. And it's called My Darren Hayes Collection. And I just thought it'd be a really cool place to put all my Savage Garden and Darren Hayes stuff for like other fans around the world and everything to look at. Well, I died because Darren Hayes started following the page and then also did a shout out saying we had some really cool stuff and that he really likes my page. Dead, 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 dead. So, you know, all I need now is a shout out from Victoria Beckham and my life will be complete. Can we make that happen? Anyway. So, yeah, not too much to update you guys on. There's a whole lot of new stuff coming in 2023 for those 80s gays. So keep your eyes and ears out. Make sure you have your notifications on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever, wherever you follow your podcasts. Those 80s gays with Danny P. Warner will be available. So anyway, to sum it up, it's just a quick catch up to let you know I'm still here. Life's just been a bit busy with the move and everything like that. And I really have been slack. Plus, you know, I lost my iPad in the bathtub, which wasn't ideal. I did have 2 episodes up my sleeve. But in the meantime, so I started this podcast earlier this year in 2022, and now we're wrapping up 2022. And I just wanted to thank you all for coming on the journey with me. It's been, you know, such a fun ride. I never would have thought that I would still basically be making these podcast episodes. I really thought at the start of those 80s gays that it might have been a bit of a flash in the pan, a bit of a moment, and not much else more to it. But it's been like therapy for me. It's been really cathartic to talk through some things basically and know that you guys are listening. You know, I hope you're listening and I hope you're not fast forwarding. It was great. We've had some guest hosts in 2022. But anyway, it's been fun. There's plenty more to come. I've got some big changes coming in 2023 for those 80s gays. But it's been fun. I hope you all have a fantastic Christmas and happy Hanukkah, whatever. Happy New Year as well. And stay tuned for 2023. All right, I'm going to go. Have a great one. Bye.